akustischer für durch eine Aufstellung
ein akustischer
für
durch eine
Aufstellung
akustischer
für
durch eine
ein akustischer Führer durch eine 40-minütige Ausstellung
durch eine Aufstellung
Vorderseite
für
durch eine
Aufstellung
ein akustischer
genau
durch eine Aufstellung
akustischer
ich habe gedacht, das ist ein Foto. Und wieso ist da ein Mikrofon?
Durch eine
Aufstellung
akustischer
19. November, 22.15 Uhr, Kunstradio Ö1 und Wiener Sezession.
Kunstradio. Radiokunst.
Collective Radio. An audio recollection of the second unit of the Progetto held in Civitella d'Agliano, Italy, between the 10th and the 30th of August 1992.
Collective Radio heißt also der Titel des heutigen Kunstradios, zu dem Sie Heidi Grundmann herzlich begrüßt. Collective Radio entstand während der zweiten Phase des Progetto Civitella d'Agliano. Dieses Kunstprojekt findet allsommerlich zweimal je drei Wochen lang in dem alten Städtchen Civitella d'Agliano in der Nähe von Orvieto statt. Kuratoren aus verschiedenen europäischen Ländern nominieren die sogenannten Projektleiter. Diese Künstler und Künstlerinnen formulieren unter einem Generalthema ein Arbeitsangebot, das von den sogenannten Teilnehmern und Teilnehmerinnen, das sind meist mit Stipendien ausgerüstete, häufig jüngere Künstler und Künstlerinnen, angenommen wird oder auch nicht. 1992 lautete das Generalthema für die 2x3 Wochen Collective Memory, Collective Consciousness. Aus Österreich waren zwei Projektleiter nominiert, Liesel Ponger und Tim Sharp. Beide waren im Juli in Civitella, gleichzeitig mit einigen der insgesamt 11 österreichischen Stipendiaten. Im August brachte der italienische Radiokünstler Sergio Messina als einer der Projektleiter 3 Wochen lang einen Gutteil seines mobilen Tonstudios nach Civitella. Unter den Künstlern, die Gebrauch von diesem Tonstudio sowie dem künstlerischen und technischen Know-how von Sergio Messina machten, befanden sich die Projektleiter Henk Fisch, heuer bei der Documenta vertreten, und Ton van Summeren aus den Niederlanden und die steirischer Herbst 92 Teilnehmer Biefertzgacken aus der Schweiz sowie zahlreiche Stipendiaten, unter ihnen die österreichische Gruppe Ramps sowie Lisi Breuß, Elisabeth Flunger und Hannes Löschel. Die Sendung Collective Radio, die sowohl vom Kunstradio wie von seinem Äquivalent Audiobox bei der italienischen Rundfunkanstalt Rai ausgestrahlt wird, ist eine Radioarbeit von Sergio Messina, in die die eigenständigen Sound- bzw. Radioarbeiten der anderen Künstler und Künstlerinnen sowie von Messina selbst gesammelte Klänge aus Civitella integriert sind. Collective Radio von Sergio Messina.
During this program, you'll hear different sounds and music, all recorded during the Progetto. To make listening easier, we've put a different sound logo to each brand of sound. This sound means that you're about to hear music. This one stands for languages. There were many of them in Civitella. And finally this, which frames the natural sound and ambiance recorded there. So this is for music. This one is for languages. And this one is for sound. Thank you.
What are you fishing for, Mr. Sergio? What are you fishing for, Mr. Sergio?
Mr.
Kennenzulernen. Mhm. Sagt mal, Sina, der junge Mann mit dem Mikrofon.
Willkommen an Bord. Benvenuti a bordo. Sei già registrando?
Willkommen on board sarà una delle cose che torneranno. ma scusa, tu dici le cose così significative. È un vero China.
Sì. Posso...
Presentarti gli strumenti?
Certo.
Ci sono due. Due campanelli.
Thank you.
There is also a fourth category of sounds featured in this program, are the pieces made by the participant artists in Civitella. And here is the first one. You just heard Steps by Sylvia Beck, featured in her installation by the same name.
Yeah, yeah. toch zitten we nou op hetzelfde niveau weer waar ik net ook tegen was. Dat ze dus inderdaad op een ander niveau zitten van wat je doet.
Het enige wat ik
probeer,
maar ik kan
het.
Ik heb
drie issues.
Maar dat niet.
Dat mag je dat
weten.
Als jij bij die commissie van geld uitgeeft, dan heb je gelijk.
Het ligt eraan wat je doet.
Maar daar ben je altijd van. Want die denkt, als je uit de commissie geld wilt verleer, dan heb je gelijk. Want die denkt ook van, maar als je zelf de commissie hebt, dan heb je gelijk. Als jij in de commissie, dan stel ik jou, waarom je totaal fout bent. Omdat ik vanavond heb gezien, die juist inderdaad.
Heeft ze een man, ben je gezien van die man?
Ik doe het even gevoelig met deze andere mensen, zoals Willem zo. Hij, jij hebt ze niet aan de woorden gelaten en jij hebt Tom alle gelegenheden. Mij alle jij moet echt morgen uit de commissie stappen. Omdat je op de commissie hetzelfde reageert als vanavond. Dat betekent gewoon de mensen met de grootste.
What are you fishing for, Mr. Sergio?
On a clear day, when I was walking through green fields after a well-deserved and dreamless night, I saw some people pushing a wagon, heavily loaded, it seemed to me, through dry sand. They pushed hard, but their muscles did not move. Suddenly, my eyes were full of sand, and my nose was bleeding. Yes, I am here. Strange people are among my best friends. I take the words when you throw them away. Yes, he shouted, I am here. But there seemed to be nobody there. White shadows, accompanied by naked boys, came one by one. Their feet hardly touched the ground, while girls were laughing. Spiders build their webs in caves behind a mirror that someone left. We are neighbors. Boys are boys and girls are girls. They never say goodbye.
This organization was called Gladio. And today, Gladio is still alive.
If you want to know how many pages you are away from the last page of the book you read, you must take any number between 12 and 31 and multiply it by the date of the month. Distract it from the number of pages you have already read, and then multiply it with the hour you woke up this morning, and then divide it through 3. If this number is more than your age, you should not read anymore.
This ain't right, right? This ain't right, right?
Kommt Begattung von hinten vor.
This ain't right, right? This ain't right, right?
Werden die erbeuteten Köpfe manchmal zeremoniell gespeist? Werden sie angeredet?
This ain't right, right? Right, right?
Richtet sich das soziale Ansehen eines Mannes nach der Zahl der von ihm erbeuteten Köpfe? Drückt sich diese in irgendwelchen Abzeichen in der Kleidung aus?
This ain't right, right? This ain't right, right?
Wird die Jagdbeute in einer bestimmten Weise verteilt unter die Teilnehmer an der Jagd? Unter bestimmte oder alle Mitglieder des Dorfes, der Ortsgruppe.
This ain't right, right? right, right?
If you think you've done something wrong, go to the toilet.
Bah!
You have just heard the piece made by the Rams at the Civitella d'Agliano project. The Rams are Margarete Jarman, Isa Rosenberger and Alf Altendorf, and the piece featured the voices of Hank Fish, Tom Van Sammeren, B. Ferenc Gragen, Sergio Messina and Occhi. You've just heard an excerpt from the beginning of the second improvised music concert that Elisabeth Flunger, percussionist, and Hannes Löschel, pianist, gave in Civitella. Ton Van Sammeren spent the best part of two of his days in Civitella trying to record some sentences backwards, to then play them reverse and hear the words right. The final result, very satisfactory, is included in a broadcast by the Rams. Here is the original script, read correctly, but in the background you can hear the words treated as above. The text is by Ton Van Sammeren.
Who is virtually present in the vanishing point of the picture, in the heart of the vortex, behind the focal point of the Tower of Babel, lies the confusion of tongues, that other half of the diabolic shape, where negative and positive have lost their moral content. We never get to see more than half.
You have just heard Fioriture by Antonio Puglia, a sound reading of his painting by the same name. You've just heard the music that inhabits the sculptures of Ines Fontella. It features the aeolic harps of Mario Ciccioli a Chinese chant, and the sound of Ines at work.
I fell asleep many times during the daytime, and when I wake up, I always feel the smell of smoke in my nose. At each door I find a stone. This makes life dangerous. Is the body safer than the soul? Yes, I am here, I said to him that asked me this, and who didn't slept for days. Did you hear that sound of something running last night? Or was it dancing, or was it a fight? Who's the one that will go first when mountains shake and bells are ringing? Say yes before it's too late. Say yes before it becomes no.
You've just heard an excerpt from the beginning of the first concert by Elisabeth Flunger and Hannes Löschel, with light sculptures by Lizzie Breuss. You're about to hear the sound that makes 7 kilos of clay when, thrown from a 25 meters tall tower, they hit the ground. There's not much to it, but this is what they sound like.
When sleep entered unannounced the evening, my head went heavy and my hand went slow. Scrutinize a circle, will change its form. The news sped around quite rapidly, but was it understood well? I saw a silhouette of a man standing through the thinny glass door that separates my room from outside. It stood there for a while. It didn't move. Then there were two. I'm here, I said, adjusting the sails of reasons to the breeze of my longings is not always an easy thing to do. One needs time. But boys are boys and girls are girls and they never say goodbye. I'll tell you, if you've been to Civitella, you know there are many things you will not understand. Old stones are placed on old stones. Sleeping on graves makes one very alert. The memory starts to speak at the moment
you start to forget. When the white touch of moonlight still covered the tiles that covers the roof and sleeps little still in my eyes, I see in the far distance near the dark row of hills a new morning reordering its colors on the edge of strong mountains for a new day. And I see a man leaves his home to go to the valley and leaves the mirror he was in. Please give back what I gave you but wasn't mine.
Hank Fish's project was to write something in English during the 3 weeks of the progetto, and you just heard what he wrote, divided in three parts. This was Collective Radio, a program and a project by Sergio Messina. During this program you heard works by Sylvia Beck, Elisabeth Flunger, Ines Fontenla, Hannes Löschel, Antonio Puia, The Rams, Ton Van Sammeren, Hank Visch. Special thanks to Frank Furman, whose piece Place of the Little Steps hasn't found its way on this program. I would like to thank the initiators, the curators, the invited and participant artists, the employees of the Progetto Civitella and the city of Civitella d'Agliano for being on my tape. This program was recorded and mixed by the author at the Radio Mantra Mobile Recording Studio in September 1992.
Ein Katalog zum Progetto Civitella d'Agliano erscheint Anfang 1993. Heute in einer Woche im Kunstradio die radiophonen Spuren der Piazzetta Vienna und der Piazzetta Graz des österreichischen Beitrages zur Piazza Virtuale, einem Mediensonderprojekt der Documenta.